Excellent. Well, good evening again. Well, we're going to get started here because, as you can see, that there's a whole lot of information, experience, activity that has been pretty much called for tonight. So I'm very excited to be a part of it, and it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds because, again, as stuff is dropping in, as a unit is ready to go. Once again, this is December 17th of 2013 as we bring a close to a very potent year. And tonight we're looking at a combination of three different chakras as well as an external spiritual center point. We have the Earth Star Chakra. We're going to be building and bringing energy up from the Earth and moving it into and through the body to be used in several different ways. And then we're also going to activate and pull down energy through what's called the Soul Star Chakra, which is about 18 inches above the head. We're going to go ahead and allow those to do their work, and it's a little bit later in the call, we're going to activate the Heart Chakra to be using both of those energies. And once those are in place, we'll be calling this particular external spiritual center, number 32, at the cervical vertebrae, C2, just right in the back of the head there, just where the head itself, the skull, sets on the spinal column. A very potent and powerful point that once we are cleared out and have that sort of energy cleared and things moving the way we want, then we can go ahead and integrate this access to that. Once again, if you just came on, I invite you to star 6, and that will mute your side so that we can get active on all of this. What I invite you guys to do, I guess I'm kind of hemming and hawing here as I do it. It's been a curious time. Actually, that's what I wanted to start with here, really. If I still have access to this. Shoot, looks like I shut that down. That's interesting. Let me see if I can get it back here. But what it was some information about these times. And especially, you know, a year ago, we were looking at another end of the world in the 21st and 22nd of December of this year, and we've already cycled around almost 1 year to be back in the place of where we started. And I recall the vibration and the energy of those times. And we've been working the chakra stuff during that time, but the stuff that's coming through now is very different in many ways than what was happening at that point. It was really necessary that we move through that doorway.
Yes.
That we move through that doorway to the point that we could actually raise our vibration enough to begin to handle these new frequencies that are coming in. So, I got a little distracted. Somebody's phone is on, and I'm hearing a lot of sounds from their room and whatnot. So, if you guys could handle that, that'd be great. Okay, I invite you now, just take a breath. Because I'm certainly not locating this thing that I had intended to find here. So I'm going to just trust that Cosmos said, don't worry about it. Go to the top of the page right now, and let's just get started with some of the preparation work, as you will. I'm going to do a few sounds here with a couple bells and a couple things to begin to soften and integrate the energy. So I invite you to go to your breath, become aware of your feet on the floor. I invite you to take a breath to your solar plexus chakra. And I love this. Why don't we all do this? Let's all star 6 again, because I'm getting a whole lot of room noise from someone, and I'm finding it's... I would really like to see if we can soften that just for the clarity and the focus. So star 6 again, and what that may do is bring you back on and then do it one more time. Well, it seems like that went away. Okay. Well, did it or not? All right, got to let go of that. All right, so back to the breath. This is so perfect because in the integration of this process, it's so easy to get distracted. And this is what we're dealing with in these times, especially with these energies. So I'm always paying attention to what shows up and how things show up, and I'm rather intrigued by the way it's happening, where resources that I had set out disappeared. I love that. And then we're dealing with just these little nuances of things here. So everything has meaning at this point. And as we open and integrate and clear, these are the kinds of energies that have been distractions for us, or we've allowed to be distracted. So here we go. A few sounds. So breathe in as these particular sounds of these tingshas will sort of move through that phone and send energy out, and a cleansing energy that surrounds each of us and begins to knock off any of the lower vibrations that are hanging on as a result of the day's experience, whatever you have gone through. Cleansing from the outside to cleanse the inside, we start shaking things off that are basically impacting and influencing our personal vibration. All right, and so it is. Interesting that I just pull all these bells and high sounds out, where normally I don't do that, but I really believe that what's beginning to be invited for us to do is beginning to clear the mental plane especially, which is it just handles and contains all these distractions. So tonight is about really being grounded and using the vibration of the earth to come up through that earth star chakra and allow even the sweeping energy coming through the cosmic the cosmic portal, which is the soul star chakra, and letting it literally sweep through that mental plane to clear away any idea, any attitude, any collective memory, any personal experience in terms of its impact that is distracting us from allowing ourselves to be us. Because this is what it's coming down to, especially with this grace point, the external spiritual center of grace at cervical 2. It is not going to do its work until we allow ourselves to trust that everything is okay. Regardless of how things show up, we trust in the middle of it all that our design, our definition, the guidance that we carry, the support that we get is making things okay. When we reach that place and surrender through this grace point, we are going to be allowed to experience the land of miracles, or unencumbered living, an opportunity to be fully present and to respond to the moments as they come to us in a very light and delightful way. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying, and I'm not just laying out idle promises here. This literally, it literally is the gift of these times and this work. And I'm being called back to that. Piece of information that I forgot or that I put away. There it is. Let me say this because it really is interesting. This is coming from Ascended Master information. I get all kinds of very interesting emails, and this one especially has relevance. It's related to the comet that has been going through our particular quadrant of the cosmos at this point. It's called ISON. ISON, and it recently went a trip around the sun, and then scientists thought that it had decayed or disintegrated. Quite literally, it swung around, and even though it appeared to be that, it came back, and it's carrying a very, very high frequency that sounds very much like a bird. So whoever's got the bird, you're going to need to star 6. That's the one. I love the sound of the bird. Yay. Okay, so I love this. Okay, so here it is. It was a long, long thing, but let me get to this part, and it says this. And forgive me for just reading a bunch of stuff here, but sometimes it's been done well. So let me see here. The hidden knowledge that most of you are in dire need of, for within your human incarnations, you still are seeking from the outside that which you shall and must find within. And so to help you rediscover who you truly are, the shifting earth energies should bring forth the hidden treasures therein, the hidden treasures that have been hidden for your generation eons prior by those who have come before, by those who have returned unto your planet Gaia to assist you in your incredible, astounding, phenomenal, mind-boggling, and all-encompassing growth, growth that is affecting not only your own psyche, but the psyche of all who dwell in this magnificent universe of yours. And so upon this close encounter with your sun, the Ison Comet shall pass through the outer ridge of the sun's holographic self and shall recode the sun's energies and sun's codex in the sequence of the directional womb and redirect such energies in the sequence all too familiar to your earthly selves, the sequence of the Fibonacci codexes. And once such energies of the binary codexes enter your psyche and are absorbed by all that sustains you on Gaia, you shall incorporate these energies into your very being yet again. And but this time you shall fully awaken to your true selves. No more shall the masks be worn upon your faces. No more shall you hide beneath the mask that you have placed upon yourself in this incarnation, for you will have unclothed it all in order to leave that which no longer positively serves you behind and to move forward in your destination to the new planetary alignment of Gaia. Many revolutionary discoveries are to be brought forth into your world, technological advancements, but more importantly, and what you are all seeking first and foremost, is peace. Peace within every cell of your being, peace and harmony within every single cell of your understanding and those around you. And this is just the beginning, for more and more of the awakened ones shall bridge the gap and circle, create a circle of light of such magnitude that it shall encompass the whole globe and shift the energies in the direction of true peace, true understanding from heart to heart and not from mind to mind. The peace and harmony on earth that you've been dreaming about, okay. Step by step, bringing you to the final closure of liberation, freedom, and understanding. Sounds a little far-fetched in the way that it's presented here. This was channeled through a Metatron and the 33rd dimension through a guide, a being called Anna Merkaba, just in case you were interested or recognize that. But to me, this is really, I don't normally do something like this, but it's impactful enough, especially what we're doing tonight, because it is about laying down the stuff that just doesn't serve us. And it's happening right now so quickly in these exercises that we've already embarked upon tonight by choosing to be a part of this call is already doing the shifting. It's clearing away the belief that we have that we are less than. And by doing that, these codes and this information, whether it's coming from the comet, whether it's coming from the sound, whether it's reawakening in your inner being as a result of the songs we sing, the chants we do, these elements within you that carry the information, it's like they're being unlocked. And in that unlocking, this information then reveals itself not to the mind first, but to the cells themselves. And it begins to feed and nourish and realign and reawaken the physical and all the energetic bodies. So this is what's going to be done, and the mind follows at the end, truly by just being the observer and the one who experiences this and celebrates it. I hope you're getting the sense of this, because just it's so transformational right now that I'm just so excited. I'm so excited because it's happening. I don't know what else to say. So let's move on. Let's go back to our page. I hope that gave you the mindset, and I feel like a little boy at times right now where I'm just – I've got all this excitement about it, and this didn't happen. A minute ago, I wasn't excited at all about this, and now I'm getting the vibe. So let's go ahead and put some vibe around us and put some energy around us with a typical chant that we start with every time, the Hung Vaj Rapay. from the Tibetan energy and the Tibetan vibration. This particular chant puts a cocoon of light around us and transforms any energies that are of a lower vibration around us to keep us in a very safe place to allow us to access and experience the vibrations that we are ready to, undisturbed by others of lower vibration. So this is not to say that it's an evil world or anything. There are lower vibrations. So this particular chant will clear those out so we can stand in our place and get ready to descend into the activity we're doing tonight. So seven times we'll say the Hung Vajrape. Here we go. Hung Vajrape. 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 One more. Hung Vajrape. So just as these sounds move through, I know it's the phone, but do know that this is transcending the phone lines and it's going where it needs to be. Know that it's going to surround you in the very place that you are at this moment in time. It's just the way it is. All right, the chants that we do in the Earth Star Chakra, they shall be in the key of C. Anything we do in relation to Soul Star is going to be in the key of B. Those are specific notes that relate to those particular areas. The spiritual point of grace is at the pitch C, and once again, it's a cervical vertebrae, C2, literally where the little, when you drop down with that bump at the back of the head there, and it drops into the flesh area, that's almost an indentation. That's about where it is. This is so cool. We have to wait to get to it. But anyway, let's get to the Wani Wachilo. Basically, from the Lakota tradition, thousands of years ago, this particular chant was put into motion that basically was about uniting the earth and the heavens together, with the human in between those two being carried by the frequencies and nurtured literally like a puppet on strings or dangling there between those energies, nourished and supported. So this particular Wani Wachilo, Wakan Katanka, is a chant that is going to recall ourselves and realign the cells to the collective North American memory of those native energies. So I invite you to join me as you can. Wani Wachilo. Wani Wachilo, Wakan Ketanka, Wakan Ketanka. Wani Wachilo, Wani Wachilo, Wakan Ketanka, Wakan Ketanka. Wani Wachilo, Wani Wachilo, Wakan Ketanka, Wakan Ketanka. Wani Wachilo, Wani Wachilo, Wakan Ketanka, Wakan Ketanka. One more cycle like that. There you go. Wani Wachilo, Wani Wachilo, Wakan Ketanka, Wakan Ketanka. 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 Right below, there's an affirmation below the chant. I now fully allow the support of the earth to sustain, empower, and nurture my foundation in all my moments. And so it is. Let us say that together. I now fully allow the support of the earth to sustain, empower, and nurture my foundation in all my moments. And so it is. One more time. Wani wachi alo. Wani wachi alo. Walk on ketanka. Walk on ketanka. Wani wachi alo. Wani wachi alo. Walk on ketanka. Walk on ketanka. Wani wachi alo. Wani wachi alo. Walk on ketanka. Walk on ketanka. Wani wachi alo. Wani wachi alo. Walk on ketanka. Walk on ketanka. Walk on ketanka. Walk on ketanka. Become aware of your feet. And with each pulse of the guitar, like it now, 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 and those pulses, those beats, I invite you to put your feet on the floor. And each time that pulse hits, allow the heels of your feet to connect with the earth. So you stay up on your toes and down go the heels. This very movement activates a root chakra, sending pulses of energy down into the earth to get support. It also activates the earth star 18 inches below the feet, even though it's a constant process in the cycle of energy already. Feel that pulse as you move with the earth. The earth is rising in energy and increasing in frequency, causing climate changes right now as she sloughs off this debris and the energetic of the human influence at this point. We are collectively growing and raising in vibration. So the more we connect with the earth, we can use that connection to be in relationship so that we can flow with the changes as opposed to be frightened with the changes. As the weather comes, as the heat comes. Yeah, it's just up the road from here in California on the coast. We have a big fire and Big Sur. Cleansings are happening in so many ways. The clearer we get as humans, the more quickly these cleansings can occur. In a sense, we are the barometers of the change. The clearer we get, the more likely things shift in a higher, higher, and quicker way without all the chaos and the catastrophes that have been projected. Become aware of the feet and how when they connect to the earth, you feel the pulse move through the body. And in the chair, I can feel it all the way through the legs into the hips. And as I allow the upper torso of my body to move with the pulse, I allow that energy that's coming up through that body, from the earth, to move all the way through me, nourishing every cell that I have. Still connected to the earth and still aware of the feet. 18 inches below the feet is this earth star chakra. It's a plate. It's like a plate of energy there, like an oval. And through the left side of that plate, an energy, like a conduit of energy, moves up and flows through the left leg. It goes up, and it's a cleansing and empowering frequency. It brings you the frequency of the earth. It brings you the power of the earth. It brings you the ability to actually shift and change vibration and to clear out old debris, energetic debris that we may not even know we have, whether it's from this life, whether it's from our own experience, whether it's been tucked away. The energetic release is all we're looking for these days. It isn't necessary that we understand it, that we tell the story, that we understand who was involved in any of these things. We are about cleansing and clearing. That is our sole task, I believe, right now, especially in these times. So the clearer and cleaner we get, then the more we are open and able to allow the new vibrations to take hold and the new information within us as it expands and opens to settle into fertile ground with very little resistance. These are times of great knowing and great understanding. And I keep going back to this pulse, this song. As the energy moves from the earth in this particular frequency, in this particular rhythm. We're going to call upon the earth star chakra. This energy that moves forth up the left leg, it completes the cycle by sweeping through every cell, through every system, through every organ, through every chakra, cleansing out any energy that is of the lower vibration than what is your true frequency. And in a beautiful sweep, it cleanses that and it moves it and sends it down the right side of the body from whence it came, and it goes down the right leg, out the sole of the foot, down into that earth star chakra where that energy is utilized and absorbed by the earth to be used for the highest good and turned into power and presence. With this energetic roto-rooter process going on, we consistently are able to stay clear and to stay empowered. It's working for us whether we realize it or not. When we realize it, we begin to access and begin to utilize the true power of what we're actually working with, which is what we are doing tonight. So I want you to follow me on this particular impulse. Follow me on this guided meditation, if you will. It's a visualization inviting you to do something. As the energy moves up the left leg, you feel it moving slowly, cleansing and clearing. And as it reaches the point of the root chakra, it sweeps across from left to right through that root chakra, cleansing any vibration, any residue, any losses that have occurred from that frequency, any energies held there from the past, anything of a lower vibration that no longer serves the truth of your being is swept in a very loving and firm process that clears out those energies and sends them in the conduit down the right side, down through the right leg, out through the right foot, into the earth star to be absorbed. And I want you to be aware that that process continues even as we bring our awareness to the second chakra. That channel keeps cleansing and clearing and nourishing that root chakra, keeping it healthy, keeping it ready to do the work that it is designed to do, to keep us in foundation. Moving up to the second chakra, that conduit of vibration and energy and power and cleansing frequency moves up to the second chakra and sweeps across about 2 inches below the navel and sweeps across that place where the woundings have been kept, where the losses of life are held, where the abuses are held in their frequency, the unexpressed, the things that block the throat chakra, all the words unsaid, all the experiences had, cleanses across through there, sweeping in a wave of love and high vibration, grounded in the earth itself, sweeps and takes those frequencies down the right leg, out the sole of the foot into the earth star chakra to be cleansed and cleared, be utilized as high-frequency energy for other beings, including the earth itself. Now holding the vision that both of these chakras are being cleansed and the flow of energy moves through like a pipe, we bring our attention to our solar plexus, where we have lost our power, where we have given away our power, where we've abused with our power, where we hold the energies of anger and fear, where we hold the frequencies of not being able to make decisions based upon the moments of living and how we decided to survive. Anything that does not serve us anymore is being swept as that energy moves up now through the left leg to access and sweep across that solar plexus chakra. Those lower vibrational frequencies move down the right side to be cleansed and cleared out this side. Bringing your attention now as those three chakras and those three cleansings continue to occur like a system of pipes rolling and doing their work completely while we move and add one more as we go to each chakra. Through the heart chakra, it cleanses the woundings of love, the losses of love, the grief unexpressed, the personal doubts about self, the personal beliefs about self that put ourselves down, that did not value us, the woundings from that, the grief that was unexpressed, the inability to be compassionate, to care for ourselves, all of those frequencies, the losses of love, they're all swept in a beautiful wash by that energy from the Earth Star Chakra as it sweeps across, sending those lower vibrations down through the right, out through the sole of the foot, into the Earth Star Chakra to be utilized. And now with all four of the conduits still doing their beautiful work, cleansing and clearing and maintaining a higher frequency, we move now to the throat and allow that energy, that conduit of Earth frequency to move up and sweep across that throat chakra, cleansing away all of the unexpressed, everything unsaid, every thought turned upon ourselves, every criticism, every judgment, every doubt we expressed, any hesitance, any words spoken out of misinformation, spoken out of misunderstanding, spoken out of protection and force and to push away. We cleanse away all of the damage that was done in all of those energies never spoken and all of those words never spoken. And in a great wash, like little pebbles, all of those things are swept down the right side, out the right foot, through the Earth Star Chakra to be given back to the Earth. And here we are in a place where all five of those energy fields are being cleansed and sustained and nurtured and given new and higher frequencies. We trust this process so that we're willing to allow it to move now up into the third eye area to sweep across the cobwebs about our own vision of how we show up in the world. To sweep away our unwillingness to look at things with a clear and a large picture and a clear and open heart. To sweep away the misinformation. To sweep away the beliefs. To sweep away the ability to see our own magnificence. Cleansing and clearing and moving away those pockets of old energetic debris and all of the energy bodies, it sweeps through that chakra, sending all of that frequency down through the right side, out the foot, into the Earth Star Chakra. Six beautiful flowing energy paths are moving through all of the chakras, up through the left, cleansing across and dropping down to the right. We bring it now finally to the crown, where in the crown it opens up our capacity to not resist the truth of our being, to open up to all of the guidance, to open up to the truth of who we are and our willingness to access source and the ability to claim the I am-ness that we are and that Christ essence that is so unique for each of us. We allow it to flood through us. We allow it to clear out. We allow any misinformation to be cleansed and cleared, and we allow the opening to happen to allow us to have a full connection. Down the right side, all of that energy goes. All of that energy moves from all seven of those chakras, any debris on any level, in all dimensions, in all of our energy body is being cleansed in a very loving and firm and successful process of clearing those vibrations out. And now we bring our awareness about 18 inches above the crown of the head. About an arm's length above, there is another plate, and this plate is the Soul Star Chakra. This beautiful and magnificent funnel of energy allows the truth of our being to drop in. It is here where the process of healing begins, as we allow the programming, the initial program of who we are, the one that is the divine program, to reset itself within our body. It has to come down and come back in through the conduit of this. Having cleared the chakras from below, and the earth energy is still nurturing and clearing and cleansing, we begin to allow through that Soul Star Chakra the energy to begin to descend. and like a cylinder that is just about as wide as we are, it begins to come down to ultimately put a sheath around us of this particular vibration. I want you to get that sense of how that cylinder of light is descending upon you. And it is exhilarating. It is powerful. It is gentle. It is filled with love. It is filled with a high vibration. There's an inherent sense of trust and a knowing that this is a powerful moment. Wani Wachialo Wakanka Tanka. The uniting of heaven and earth. The cleansing is taking place. The cylinder falls. It reaches the crown chakra. Now in the middle of that cylinder, you have a circle of light and energy that is parallel to the body. No, perpendicular to the body. It's like a flat plate that is resting upon your crown itself. Inside the cylinder, this particular rotating frequency of light is clearing and cleansing in addition to providing the information that is necessary, the guidance, the reprogramming of the cells themselves and the memory itself. That plate continues. Even as the conduit of energy from the Earth Star Chakra moves through the crown, the cylinder descends and it moves down now into the ground, the third eye, and another plate. Within that cylinder, a circular plate begins to rotate, and it begins to provide the information and the clarity and clears out any remnants of misinformation and begins to feed and to open up the bits of information and the doorways to allow us to remember who we are and to reclaim our vision and to see from the highest place about the moments of living and to have a new perspective and again have vision. And to begin to see into the multi-dimensions that are being gifted us in these times. Reawakening. The cleansing occurs. The reawakening occurs. The plate rotates. Two plates in the cylinder. The cylinder descends and moves down into the throat chakra. Gifting us with the power of speech, the ability to use the voice coming from a place of love. And a place of clarity, a place of information, a place of wisdom, a place of knowing, and a place of discernment where we are able to go ahead and only speak that which is the truth of our being, out of respect and out of honor for all beings. We move through this frequency and allow the work to be done. The soul star chakra descending like a cylinder around our body, establishing these circles and these plates of energy that are moving, energizing, innervating, empowering. Down it goes into the heart chakra, past the high heart chakra, at about the just the mid part of the chest up there, about the clavicle, and then down into the heart chakra itself. The cylinder falls around us. Let this particular plate of energy now begin to grow within that cylinder itself and clear and cleanse and empower and reawaken the vitality of the heart chakra and to restimulate all the nerves to activate the receptivity of that heart chakra and to activate the capacity for it to be a beacon of energy that moves out around us and in our world to become the expression of love, which is what our design is. Still the conduit of energy moving from the earth star chakra moves and cleanses and clarifies and washes. A purification of energy, a purification of water flows through each of the chakras. The crown, the third eye, the throat, the heart chakra. And now descending as it moves down, this cylinder catches up with the solar plexus chakra in our center of our being. And all the doubts are taken away by clarity and information. And in this particular place, the knowing of the full extent of our power begins to reawaken itself. Little bits of information are delivered to the cells. Each of the cells connects. Each of the cells remembers. And it takes on the frequency that is dropping in through the soul star. The divine plan, the very essence of who we are. The program that we incarnated with, the intentions that we had, begin to seed themselves again in the solar plexus. And through this place of power, the will center begins to reawaken. And in this will center, we have the capacity to use our discernment and make decisions, and most importantly, to take the first step, to take action upon those decisions. The wisdom flows down. The knowing flows down. The cleansing continues from the earth. The empowerment of the earth. The earth is energy. This is raising up the vibration of each of these chakras to allow us to be able to hold the frequencies that are descending through the soul star chakra. It's a beautiful dance. It's a beautiful cooperative experience. So long in coming. The cylinder with the five plates of rotating energy through each of the centers of each of the chakras, perpendicular to the actual chakra itself. Sacred geometry. Powerful things occurring that are reawakening our being. Whew. The cylinder moves down to the second chakra, 2 inches below the navel, and the plate sweeps across and through from right to left. The cleansing occurs, and the reawakening occurs to our own place of joy. We feel the reawakening of our delight. Our child self feels taken care of. Our child self feels safe. And the creativity begins to blossom. Flowers of energy begin to blossom in this area. Our senses activate themselves. They open up again. There is no hesitation to be used in the fullness of how they can. And our passion is back, our sensuality, our energy that connects in so many delightful ways with this dimension of Earth. Reawakening, reconnecting, re-experiencing. We say yes, and we allow it. And the cylinder descends to the root chakra. And here in this place of foundation, the cylinder allows the plate to cross directly through the perineum, reawakening the coded information that allows us to truly know who we are and to know that all of our needs are well taken care of by our own gifts on the inside as well as the care from the outside. Powerful beings, in balance, fully embodied, fully connected with the cosmos as well as the earth itself. We allow the cylinder now in a quick succession to move down past the hips, down past the thighs, down past the knees, down past the shins, the calves, to the ankles, finally connecting to the earth itself. Moving down through the earth, inch by inch, to actually connect with the soul star, the earth star. And in this place of completion, you feel the simultaneous cleansing and clarifying, as well as the feeding and the importing of valuable information that is for all of your energy bodies. And in this place, you surrender, and you allow the process, this divine process, to continue, to keep going. It is a process that doesn't ever have to be interrupted. It is here to serve you. It is here to serve you on all levels. Wadi wachi alo. Wadi wachi alo. Walk on, Kitaka, walk on, Kitaka, walk on, Kitaka.
invite you to use your voice, and as this process continues, you allow your voice with the sound of ah to descend. Feel it drop into the chest, and at the lowest point of where you feel it in the cavity of the chest, you find your heart chakra. You feel it stimulated from within by the very voice that speaks through you. Feel that sound within your chest. Feel that sound within your chest. And from the Earth Star Chakra, the energies come forth and they touch that space where the voice sounds. And from above, the Soul Star, the energies descend. The information descends. And in a beautiful dance, they begin to create a spiral. They begin to create, not a spiral, a sphere of vibration that begins at the size of a pea at the center of the heart chakra. It is a growing sphere, fed by the vibrations of that which you are by design, fed by the power and presence of the very earth itself, fed by the Soul Star, the cosmic energy that flows in with all the codes that are necessary for you to reclaim that which you are. No matter what has occurred, love is the answer. And the love vibration is what is growing here. This is the cosmic love, the love that all things are made of. It grows in a sphere. It grows in a light source. It begins to expand. It fills up the space within. The cylinder from the Soul Star clear down to the Earth Star. It's a protective shroud. It's an empowering shroud. It's a vital shroud that keeps seeding you with the information, with the high information that allows you to know, to just know on a cellular level what the next step is, what the next thought is, what the next action is, what the next is. And all the while, the earth provides the foundation to keep you aligned and fully in body, to experience life in its multidimensional fullness. No longer just pieces of you, now the whole of you is being called forth to experience as you wish, as you intend. These are fertile times in this frequency, and as the heart chakra expands and grows, it is being seeded with that vibration of love that will transform any experience you ever find yourself in. Easily, quickly, putting you a place of center and allowing any hostility, any confusion to be melted away by the true vibration of the love that is all of us, that is all of the cosmos. And in a new frequency, we begin to experience that whole new vibration as this sphere of light, this sphere of love begins to expand, fed by both ends of the cylinder. We realize that the heart itself is our new place of center. And it is from here that we make decisions, we take action, that we experience the world, that we respond to it. There's no need for any other. So we allow it. We go, heartbeat, angels all around me, open me up like the flower to the sunlight, a new way of being, a new way of seeing, higher, higher, heartbeat, angels all around me, open me up like a flower to the sunlight, a new way of being, a new way of seeing, higher, higher. The sphere grows. combination of the earth energy and the cosmic energy, the knowing, the design of that which you are begins to show itself and express itself through this sphere of light and love. There is no going back. There is no going back to a place of doubt, a place where there is no hesitation. There is no going back to those places where you hold back. Because there is not a thing in this cosmos that can harm any of us at this point. And this is the bequeathment of these times. It's a bequeathment of the love that exists, that is the oneness of us all. And we as humans, as beautiful beings and expressions of light, our opportunity is to act as if and to claim these frequencies of what we're talking about here and see how they show up in our moments of living, to begin to see how things happen for us, that things happen within us. Watch for the people that come into life. Watch what becomes a new magnetism that draws new energies and essences to us. There is no hesitation. These times are asking for us to take the first impulse and to move forth in great faith, knowing full well that we are in alignment, that we are grounded and protected and have all the power, the presence, the energy, the information, the knowledge that we could ever desire and beyond. No hesitation. And in it there is the knowing. There is a knowing that we are whole, that we are full, that we are complete. And in this completeness, in this acceptance of this vibration of the I am, that each of us is expressing as, we begin to experience the world of grace. Grace comes when there is no resistance, when there is no hesitance, when there is no unwillingness to receive. In the frequency of where we are, we give, we receive, it is all part of the flow. There is no hesitation on either end. We begin to see the grace within one another, within ourselves, and our moments of living as they're called forth. The miracles happen. Whatever it is that has been resistant falls away like a leaf in the fall. Become aware now of that space at the back of the head where the cervical vertebrae 2 is, near the medulla oblongata, called the seat of God. This very, very, very potent and powerful place allows the source consciousness to begin to flow through us, not through the crown. It's as if it is the place that is where we plug in. So plug that in, like an electrical cord plugging into the source. I recall the movie The Matrix, where this is exactly where they were fed and given information to take their journeys. They were hooked up at that particular point. Coincidence? I don't think so. So what happens from this point as that grace begins to flow through you and that knowledge and knowing and the lack of any resistance begins to show itself? It's a very personal place. It is meant really just for you. It doesn't have to be whispered or talked about. It is for your experience. The invitation is to be aware. Begin to feel the body. Begin to feel the essence of who you are. And just notice and notice and go, my, 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 isn't this amazing? And the more we notice, the more we receive. And the clearer the conduits become. And the guidance that comes, the information that flows in through the that point at the cervical vertebrae 2, that grace point, the divine source consciousness point, we access all information. We access the Akashic record. We allow ourselves to know all that is to be known. Our own personal internet is activated. And in the instant moment, in the all that is, we choose to live our moments. Connected to the heavens and the earth. Feel your body. Expand it as you are. Feel your connection with the seat upon which you sit. Become aware of the sound. Notice the smile within your being. Notice and hear the cells as they dance and celebrate the homecoming and the unification of two vital energies that have always been there but have been splintered. Let the soul return. Let all those elements that have left you come back to be welcomed home like prodigal sons and daughters, to be brought back to wholeness. These are times for experiencing wholeness, for experiencing the fullness of this earth dimension and beyond. It's really there for us to claim. See how the universe is conspiring to give us ourselves back. The comets are coming. The heat comes as the planet itself raises vibration. And some days it weeps and the rain falls. It cleanses and clears the vibration of all that has been done. And we stand in this place of newly reclaimed center and power to allow anything to unfold. And through our own heart center, the place from whence we now live, we are able to embrace and experience all of life, all of its forms. It is so. It is so. So I want you to become aware of yourself again. Beware of the physical. But know now that this is a physical that is supercharged. Anything that is unlike that frequency of the wholeness of where you are in this moment can no longer live in that space. So all of those are cleansed by the earth star chakra, and those, they just run down the right side, and away go troubles down the drain. The greatest resistance for a process like this will be in the mind itself as it yearns to reclaim the old patterns. So there'll be some tending of the garden, some need to monitor for a while. The Zen Buddhists like to say, I see you. There you are. How interesting. No resistance. Life is here for us. It is the law. It is the design of the cosmos. We are treasured beings, each one of us. Treasured beings here. It is not for us to deny that any longer. Invite you to be fully present with yourself in that new frequency and come back to a place where we can pay attention to one another again in this frequency.
Notice how it feels. Notice how the mind searches for description. Notice how the mind wants to identify what it is and to already start to find fault with it or something. Or did I go this? Did I do that? Or was it enough? How fun that is. How fun it is. And as I open my eyes here and I look at a page that was not even addressed, I realize that we were carried by grace itself into a very different place than what we'd intended. Sure, all the things that are there on the paper have value, and they continue to do so. I invite you to use them. I'll stay on, and I'll sing these songs on here on the line so they'll be on the recording. As far as the proclamations and the statements, use them. Say the proclamations one time, and let the words and the infusion of the vibration of those do their work. Allow all that to occur, and then let them go. Check into these lengthy and sort of deep affirmations and see if they work for you. Refine them. And really what it comes down to at the bottom of the page where it says, I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. It's what it's about in these times, that we remember that that is who we are. And as a result of that remembering, we reclaim the fullness of that. So thank you so much for being a part of tonight's call. Certainly was a different one than we've had at all, you know, for the whole thing here. So hallelujah. Hoping that it served you. If you have any questions or comments, please go ahead and I'll stay on the line here. The recording will be ready and sent to you. A link will be sent by tomorrow, maybe even tonight, because I'm pretty wide awake now.
Mark?
Yeah.
This is Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Hi. You know what? I have a special favor to ask of you. I don't know if this is possible. I know that you send a link, you know, when you're done, but is there a way to burn this onto a CD?
For me to do that?
Yeah.
I'm sure there could.
Okay. I mean, I'll pay you for it, you know. I mean, whatever extra kids you have, I will. And then just, you know, next time I see you, because this was really nice. This was like like a guided meditation clearing thing.
It was
very soothing, and to have the guitar strum, I mean, that is something that would be like really wonderful to fall asleep to, or, you know, a clearing before, you know.
Okay.
Wonderful, if that's possible, and whatever expenses you incur, I will pay for it.
Oh, there's no cost to that.
Yeah, but still, I would.
Okay.
Glad
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean, it's pretty easy to do.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yay. Well, thanks for joining us tonight.
Okay, sure. Okay, good night.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Hey, Mark.
Yes?
This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
I'm kind of blissed out at the moment.
Merry, Merry Christmas, by the way.
Thank you.
So, Mark, I went, like, very deep, but I'm also have bronchitis. So I don't know if I really went asleep or under through the process, and then I woke up when you started.
Yeah.
I mean, I just went really into it. Is that normal?
Yeah, I don't know what's normal these days, but I think the process of allowing yourself to sleep, one, is you allowed yourself to completely relax, which is huge. And when that happens, what basically the beauty of it is that the mind gets out of the way, and I'm forgetting the word of it, but when the selection process the mind likes to use, and the filtering process is not working. So it allows what we did and the journey itself to do its work. So I think that's exactly where you needed to go.
Well, it was very, because the last meditation I did, I was crossed like a lotus position, and this time I was sitting, and I could really feel the energy in my feet.
Good.
And then I just went under, and I was just like, okay, and then, so not experienced that before.
Yeah, well, when you listen back to the recording, you'll get a feeling of what you'll know what we did and what the journey was about.
Right.
Yeah. So
okay.
I just, yay.
Well, that was very awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're
and
welcome. I know you came on at the last minute there, and I'm glad you got the link, because I was keeping an eye on, you know, in case, you know, that happened. So
I was there. It's just that I actually got right at, like, 7 o'clock.
Oh, good, good.
And it was my Finbar that was squeaking his tennis ball, and you said, there's a bird, and I thought I was unmuted, and
he was... you're the one.
Just at 1 second, though, because you kept telling us to unmute, because I could, there was a lot of noises in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, this is fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mark, and I look forward to the next one.
Okay, absolutely. Blessings to you, Jen, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? Or am I left all alone? Okay. Well, let me run through a couple of these songs around here.
Sure.
Yes.
This is the first time I've been on one of your calls.
This is a real different one than the ones we had before, but glad you came.
Yeah, it was. I think I had almost the same experience as the young lady before, where I just went into a deep. It wasn't a sleep though. I heard everything that you were saying.
Yeah.
But it was just the rhythm of it that was just keeping. It would lulled me into a certain space.
Uh-huh.
You know, where I was in between.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That is really great because the pulse itself is really kind of a very deep earth pulse. Was very soft, soothing, and the frequency itself was going to the center of us. And I really think with I'm just trying to explain something that I have no explanation for. So I'm just going to say that I think that it was a collective experience that I think was very valuable. And getting out of our own way is the most important thing. Because as that energy descended, knowing that we were really in a very clear and cleansed state from the work from below, and as that information, it's as if the soul star delivers us our soul program again. It gives us back what we started with. And so to be so receptive of it like you were and others were, I think is a very telling element of what we just did tonight.
Yeah, I just saw the email this morning, and before I went to work, I just, something compelled me to just, you know, sign up for it, and I was like, okay.
Hey, I am so glad you chose to listen to that, because that's what these times are about, and that's what the whole meditation was. The whole guide was to trust the moments. Because they're, in a sense, for now, they're wiser than we have been, if you know what I mean. We're just clearing debris out of the way and the resistance and the hesitation, because I really believe life's to be trusted no matter what shows up. I just really am beginning to see this. And, you know, your impulse to follow that and to do this, hallelujah. And you were ready for it, and you followed your guidance. Excuse me. A lot of people didn't come to the call. You know, it's all telling. It's all information, and I think it's wonderful. I'm just glad you came. And where are you from? Because I got there's someone from Maryland.
Yes, that's where I'm from.
Is that you? Yes.
Yes, that's me from Maryland. That is me.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad you joined. I didn't get a chance to talk about the others, and I'll send you when I send you the link for the recording tomorrow, it'll be more information on the upcoming ones, because we're going to move now to the back of the chakras.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we got about 6 or 7 sessions on those that those will be fun to work with, because it's a little bit different, and in some ways way different than what's going on at the front of the chakra. These are just such glorious times where all this information is showing itself, and we respond so easily and quickly to it because we're higher energy.
And we're remembering where we were, where we came from. Actually.
Totally. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Yay.
Very cool.
It is way cool. Yeah. What else can you say? Far out.
Well, thank you. You have a nice evening. And
I
happy holidays to you.
I didn't hear the last part. I talked right over you.
I said happy holidays to you.
Oh, well, blessings to you as well, and happy holidays. And you take good care out there in Maryland.
All righty. And I'll sit here and listen to you sing.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, you'll get more of that. It'll come. I'll go ahead and do these few songs that were on here this time, and then you'll have those.
Thank you.
All right. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Anybody else?
Hey, Mark. It's Audrey.
Audrey, my gosh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So delighted to hear you. I mean, to see you.
I know. I get the emails, but I'm so busy, and all of a sudden, this one, I just thought I better do it. And
well,
I'm so
yeah.
glad that I did.
Well, I'm beautiful. Glad you did. Yeah, because this one was, like I said, was very different, but I liked it.
Oh, awesome. It was really awesome. I'm going to do more. Just beautiful, 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 Mark. Thank you so much.
I'm glad. Are you still in the Bay Area?
Yeah, I'm in San Francisco. Do you ever get here?
I do. My daughter's over in Oakland and Berkeley. So
oh,
I get up there more often than
you.
Not. I will get in touch with you next time I come up.
That would be great. I would love
yeah.
to see you. Yeah. Cool.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and I'll
okay.
see you and talk to you and hear you soon.
Okay.
Okay. Happy
Merry
holidays.
Christmas to you.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. Here we go with the songs. We'll start with the Earth Star. Calling on the Earth Star. Activate the Earth Star. Send me the power of the Earth through my left for foundation. Cleanse me and clear me and send it through my right foot out. Constantly flowing to keep me in balance and center. Solid on the earth. Solid on the earth. One more time. Calling on the Earth Star. Activate the Earth Star. Send me the power of the earth through my left for foundation. Cleanse me and clear me and send it through my right foot out. Constantly flowing to keep me in balance and center. Solid on the earth. Solid on the earth. Solid on the earth. Solid on the earth. Okay, the chant, the Atlantean chant, the Ale O'u, is actually, you can catch a recording of it, at least a sample, a 30-second sample, so that'll teach you about that one online. Just click that when you either on the support page you have now or the one you'll be getting tomorrow. Let's move to Soul Star.
And symbols you impart, the wisdom that sees my purpose, guide me on my way. Guide me on my way. There it is. Soul Star.
star. Sorry, I was a little rough in the beginning on that one. Oh, the mantra, you do it 108 times. Om Namo Narayana. Om Namo Narayanaya. Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. I am so high from this meditation. Om Namo Narayanaya. Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Okay, use that 108 times and count them with your fingers. I've done it many times. And now on to grace. Grace flow through me, lift me up, carry me away to the world of pure delight, where I shall strengthen all that's pure and good in every way. I will, thy will be done. Grace flow through me, lift me up, carry me away to the world of pure delight, where I shall strengthen all that's pure and good in every way. I will, thy will, thy will be done. Grace flow through me, lift me up, carry me away to the world of pure delight, where I shall strengthen all that's pure and good in every way. I will, thy will be done. All right. The heartbeat we did in the middle of the journey we took. Okay, I think that's about it. I'll say the last affirmation on all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies. I allow the pure vibration of the earth to constantly flow unimpeded through all my cells, organs, systems, and chakras to cleanse, purify, and empower each. So too, the high vibration of the cosmos and the source itself flows into my being from above to energize, instruct, guide, reawaken, and inspire my full remembering of my soul and whole self. I willingly allow these frequencies to unite and expand in my heart chakra to infuse me with inexhaustible supply of love, light, grace, joy, abundance, and health. In this unswerving gratitude, I allow me to be me. And so it is. And so we are done here. Sweet blessings. We'll be back again in January with the sacral chakra, the backside. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, all of those things. Blessings.